Okay, first patient is Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, first name, last name, James, let's see. Date of birth is 5/25/52. Today's 5/29. This is a 71-year-old woman, recently hospitalized with renal insufficiency, seizure disorder, decubitus ulcer, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, and COPD, period. New paragraph, patient is currently O2 dependent. Patient was diagnosed with multiple ulcers about the sacral region and the pretibial area, and one on her left breast, period. Patient suffers from COPD, seizure disorder, hypertension, coronary artery disease, diabetes, and diabetic neuropathy. Surgery, meningioma resection, history of AV fistula placement, permacath placement, bilateral hip replacement, history of fall, and right femur fracture. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. Social, used to smoke and used to drink, not anymore. She used to work as a cafeteria worker in a high school. Medications reviewed, allergy, none on drug allergy. On exam, we have a 71-year-old woman, quite debilitated, bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. She has lost about 10 to 15 pounds in the past month. She's a febrile, blood pressure 100/60, pulse is 100, and O2 sat's 91% on 2 liters of room air, period. Hearts, positive S1, positive S2, lungs, ronchi and rals, decreased breath sounds, abdomen, soft, extremity, decreased pulses, 2+ edema, skin, there's a left breast abscess that has been drained. There's also numerous ulcers about the lower extremity and stage 3 ulcer about the sacrum. Bilateral heel ulcers and left ankle ulcers noted as well. Assessment here, we have a 71-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, peripheral vascular disease, multiple ulcers about the lower extremity, sacral ulcer, 2+ edema related to cor pulmonale. Patient has protein calorie malnutrition, total bedbound, O2 dependent, again with end-stage COPD with extensive history of smoking, period. New paragraph, patient is ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient will never heal these ulcers because of her low albumin, as well as her protein-calorie malnutrition. Patient meets the criteria for end-stage COPD with tachycardia, cor pulmonale, right-sided heart failure, O2 dependency, air hunger, and shortness of breath with any activity, period. Furthermore, she has diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, multiple ulcers with protein-calorie malnutrition, period. She has ADL dependency, total, as well as bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient would do well with evaluation by wound care nurse and treatment and kept comfortable. Patient does have a good amount of pain at this time that requires attention that she tells me is partially controlled. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Ms. Carrie James. Thank you.